Some years ago, the American Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman gave a talk to a group of Harvard students. And in the course of the talk, he used the phrase, balance as bias. And when he saw that some students were puzzled by that, he said, well, look, here's how it works. The vice president, Dick Cheney, issues a statement saying, the earth is flat. And here's how the New York Times reports it in its headline. VP says, earth flat, semicolon, others disagree. You'd have thought that by now, American journalists would have woken up to this. But I see little evidence that they have. For example, every time the latest move of the Republican Party closer to authoritarianism goes, it's reported. But this story is, quote, balanced, unquote, by some report of some disagreement between elements of the Democratic Party over, say, culture wars or something like that. Kind of fatuous balance. But then, strangely, there are times when even the balance is missing. For example, there's an awful lot nowadays in mainstream media about Joe Biden's advanced age, about his some occasional forgetfulness, about the way he sometimes mangles particular words, and so on. But there's relatively little coverage of the evidence we now have of Donald Trump's mental deterioration, and indeed of his lapse into derangement. I'm thinking of the other day when he embarked on a long rant about Obama's policies, when it became clear that he meant Biden. And of course, he's damn nearly as old as Biden. Anyway, these media lapses have a serious implication. They're creating a false narrative, a misleading narrative, about the inevitability of a Trump victory in November. And worse still, they're consistently underplaying the achievements of Biden's administration. I think it's possible that in the long run, in the long view of history, he'll actually be seen as a much more effective and radical president than Obama was. So what's happening, I think, is that American mainstream media are falling down on the job. And the trouble is that matters, because whether we like it or not, this coming election will affect us all.